It's time for Center Stage Minnesota, a production of Northern Community Radio, made possible with the support of the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the members of KAXE and KBXE. We're going to start things off with one of our festival singers from a couple years ago. This song is by Maida. It's called The Panthers on Center Stage Minnesota.
Their little fingers wrapped around the bar so tightly you can see their veins. Their innocence is stuck to all their movements, lurking in figure eights. And the sun, it falls into the ground.
Will you be ready? If the Panthers play satisfy me. I'm in love today. Come with me, and I will share with you my name. Blessed by God, who draws us near. He's been using both your lips each day and teaching me to hear. Marry me for love and for life, molded by the potter's hands to be husband and wife. I know
your mind.
That's Frankie Lee off his new album Stillwater. The name of that song is Speakeasy. Good Morning Bedlam before that off Prodigal with Sanctify Me. And we started things off with Maida. Wayward had a gig at Bridget's in Bemidji last week. And so he stopped by in our studio on Saturday before that gig. And I had a chance to talk to him. He is a singer-songwriter out of the Twin Cities. And he started off by playing a song that I've heard before and is so much fun, which he again played later that night at Bridget's. The name of that song is called $11 in My Pocket by Wayward on Center Stage, Minnesota.
I'm 11 years old and I got enough vision and ambition to spare. I've got everything in life just planned out in front of me. I'm gonna be a freaking millionaire. I'm gonna wear a fancy jacket, I'll be nice to the receptionist, I'll tip in dollar bills that don't exist. Yet, you might look at me, now I don't know, but somehow I'm gonna get there from what I started with. Oh, 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 oh. I'm gonna be a big star someday, then I'm gonna be happy. I'll do whatever it takes, I'm gonna get there, I'm gonna get there. And if you want, you can come along with me. It kind of feels like we're living in a daydream. I really wanna get there, but for now I only got $11 in my wallet. I'm a couple years older and I'm feeling like my life is really getting on track. And I'm still just as ambitious, I'm a genie for my wishes. Started down this road, I'm never going back. Cause if I make more money, you'll laugh and think I'm funny and we'll feel like we're deeper in love. Cause everybody knows a life made of gold is shinier and easier and fun. Oh, 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 hey. I'm gonna be a big star someday, then I'm gonna be happy. I'll do whatever it takes, I'm gonna get there, I'm gonna get there. If you want, you can come along with me. It kind of feels like we're living in a daydream. I really wanna get there, but for now I only got $11 in my wallet. Now I'm 86 and I became the stars I shot for, but I wounded way too many hearts along the way. All of my empty houses I can never trade for. Just one more chance to see a beautiful face. And I can't help but hear a boy on the street. And he's singing his songs. And he looks a lot like me. And he says, I'm gonna be a big shot someday, then I'ma be happy. I'll do whatever it takes, I'm gonna get there, I'm gonna get there, yeah. And if you want, you can come along with me. It kinda feels like we're living in a daydream. I really wanna get there, but for now I only got $11 in my wallet.
Very good, very good. Thank you so much. That is Jonathan Edwards. Can I call you that?
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
You perform under the name Wayward, though.
Yes.
And I don't think, last time I was here, I don't think I asked you why. Is it a secret?
Man. Oh, you know, we could pretend it's a secret and really play it up or something. But no, it started off as kind of almost a joke. Started off as Wayward Hobos, actually.
Oh, nice.
So as Wayward Hobos, it was a band of like four of us from high school. And they all had to leave for college or different reasons. And so I was just kind of the only one left. And so it was called Wayward at that point with just me. But the reasoning behind it, it was kind of, at the time was based in like Christian music in a lot of ways. We played some pretty Christian heavy music. And it had to do with feeling like we were just not like at home fully on earth, because we have cravings that can only be fulfilled in heaven with God that's kind of how it was initially seen. And then over time it sort of shifted meanings, actually. So that's kind of, it's sort of interesting to me that it definitely shifted meanings from that to, at some point, I began to question my faith a lot, and then I it was more of a almost like a really sad, like I was seriously like wayward, and I didn't know what that meant. And then now it has a whole different meaning that's going to be unpacked pretty fully in this album that I'm working on right now.
Oh, so, really?
Good. Yeah, it's called Happiness, and it has similar meanings to the initial concept, but I think it's maybe a little bit more fleshed out, I think.
Yeah,
maybe that's it has a little bit more context, hopefully. Yeah, hopefully that makes sense.
Great. Well, yeah. I mean, I think, you know, going with the word hobo could have had a whole different on your career.
You know what? That's actually not a bad band name. Even just, yeah, that's a good one.
You have competition, though. There's a couple hobo bands out there already, so.
That's true. But for anyone listening, in case you didn't know, so Brett is a great guy, and I think you should... he's also, we were joking around that he's basically a rapper. So if he starts a rap career, you'll have to look him up as Hobo or something.
Yes, that'll be me, Hobo. That'll be definitely the name I go by. Yep. That's funny. Yeah. So, Jonathan, you've been doing this for a while now, but you just mentioned something that I didn't know, which is you're working on an album. So that's pretty darn exciting. Last time you were here, you were doing mostly house concerts.
Yeah.
And you've been, have you... Is that done now, or are you still doing that alongside of what else you're doing?
Yeah. So first of all, great memory. That's very impressive.
I could have gone back and listened to the interview, but I didn't.
But you didn't really?
No,
and you
I
just
didn't.
Remember that?
I do That's, remember that.
The thing is, I think I would be impressed if you even just remembered, hey, I should look back at that interview. But that's impressive. But yeah, so I was doing house shows pretty heavily then, and I still do some house shows now. Yeah, all different kinds of contexts. These shows are everywhere. But right now, I'm actually finishing up kind of the finishing processes of the album. So it's going through mixing right now. I finished recording it officially.
So tell me about
That's
it.
Exciting.
How many songs are going to be on it? Did you write them all yourself? Or are you doing Put a Ring on It on there? Or?
You know, actually, I think this... I know what you're referring to. Yeah, that was a Beyonce cover video that I did one time.
Yes, I was telling people about it yesterday.
Oh, really? That's funny. I want to say did we mention that last time I was here?
I'm sure we did because I can't forget it.
Okay. No, that was one of the highlights of my career, getting to do a Beyonce cover video.
As it would be for most people.
Oh, yes. Maybe
so
when we do
album.
A Wayward... Oh, you know
what
I just realized?
What?
If we do a collaboration, we could call it Wayward Hobo.
Oh, nice.
Which would be... Yeah.
Bring and so it all then we around could, full circle.
And we could do a Beyonce song.
All right.
So.
That'll be great.
But, well, I'm sorry. What was your actual question?
Tell me about the album. That was the easy question.
Okay. So basically, in terms of number of songs, there are 14 songs in it. And there were initially going to be like 12, and then there were just other ones that I really wanted to fit on there.
Nice.
And, we cut one and added like three in the process of sorting out which songs and stuff. And I really like them. I'm really like it for a couple of reasons. One, I've never like before this album had a really, like clear concept for what I wanted an album to be about, because I think it would at any previous point it would just be kind of like a random collection of songs, I think. And these ones, I mean, there are definitely different versions of, you know, different aspects of my story, I think, but each aspect is, I think, pretty cohesive overall, having to do with this theme of like chasing happiness and feeling like it's impossible to stay happy. And that can have to do with
having only $11 in your pocket.
It could, yeah. I mean, it could be, yeah. That's one of the songs I just played. $11 in my wallet. I could. That's one way that I try to like chase happiness, and there's so many other ways. And I think it's just so it's so funny how many things we really do to just try to get these little bursts of 3 second bursts of happiness from. Eating food or relationships or whatever these things are. I think they're just little bursts of happiness that we try to chase. And I think that translates into every aspect of our lives, even our career, like wanting to feel secure, you know, wanting to feel like financially capable, financially independent of any worry. That's like a desire that I think a lot of us have. And ironically enough, that's a segue into the third song I'll be playing, but
Yeah. We'll try to remember that when we come back
okay.
to that.
Okay.
But so this next one says, I still like you too.
Yeah.
And it sounds more like a romance. Tell me about it.
Yeah. So that one, no, I actually wrote that one about myself. Just looking in the mirror. Like, man, I still like you. No, I'm just kidding. So I wrote that one about my wife. My wife and I have been married for, let's see, what's the date today? Do you know the date? I always
it's
have
like,
to do the math.
We can't say it because we're recording.
Oh, that's true. That's true. All right.
So it will be, what was yesterday? Now I can't even remember. It's going to be like the 15th.
The 15th, something like that? Okay, so if it's the 15th when you're hearing this, then we will have been married for 3 years and September, right?
Yep.
Yeah. 3 years and 4 months and 12 days.
Wow. Good job.
Yes, it's very.
And you still like her, is what this
I still
tell me.
Like her. Yep.
Good.
And I wrote this song about like how funny it is when you look back at the start of a relationship. Like, I look at my wife now and sometimes it just hits me like, man, this is this random girl I met that one day at her piano recital. And like, I had no idea who she was. I started having a crush on her at some point and I didn't know much about her and I wanted to like get to know her. And at this point, it's hard for me to even like fathom what that was like, you know? But I think this song is hopefully just a reminder of what it was like. And looking back at, there's a line in the song. Well, there are two lines. One of the lines is, I asked you on Skype, and we're talking about like Skype sessions, because she went over to Thailand for a couple weeks after we met. And, so we Skyped, and I remember feeling kind of nervous about those. And, you know, you're Skyping and you're trying not to say anything too weird or anything. And then eventually you just both find out that you're both incredibly weird, and that's what everybody is anyway. So I don't know why we hid it, but why we hid it. Great grammar. So, hid it for any grammar snobs. I know what the right word is.
No. We trust you.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
So this is about her and you still like her.
Yeah.
Nice.
And it's kind of a little look back in time. What that was like.
So, nice. Well, let's hear it.
Alrighty.
This is Wayward. He is in the KBXE studios with me on Center Stage, Minnesota.
I like you, but I'm scared to tout you, so I'll stare. Ask you on Skype what you feel like, secretly try to impress you, but I like you, so there. I think tonight is the perfect time to spend with you. Caught in the rain, walking way too far with nothing to do. That's you and me, go back to when we were 19. And we saw stars in a telescope at that gazebo in a Woodbury sky that we called home. Any Woodbury people in Minnesota, you know that? We found out love could be true. I still like you too. Yeah. And these days we're so busy. We're somewhere in between making money and making a living. Wish I could take you back that last week of classes when I asked you to be mine. Cause aren't we always so busy? I think tonight is the perfect time to spend with you. Caught in the rain, walking way too far when nothing to do. That's you and me, go back to when we were 19. And we saw stars in a telescope at that gazebo in a Woodbury sky that we called home. And found out love could be true. I still like you too. I still like you too.
Honey, I still have a crush on you too.
Cheesy but true.
Ooh, 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 ooh. Saw stars in a telescope at that gazebo in a Woodbury sky that we called home and found out love could be true. I still like you too.
That's Jonathan Edwards. He performs as Wayward, and we're happy to have him at the KBX studios here on Center Stage, Minnesota.
Woo!
That was great.
Thank you.
What was I? As you're singing that, because mm-hmm. I got stuck in the fact that I have my time in Woodbury, you know.
Yeah.
You are so thoughtful and sweet in your music. Where does that
wow.
come from?
That is, first of all, very kind of you. And I don't know if I could trace that to one thing. I really do enjoy lyricism and just being like, just writing how you would. One thing that's always kind of like been on my mind is I never want to like say something the same way twice if I can possibly
right.
help it, you know?
I get that.
Yeah. Yeah. And you're very aware of that, I'm sure, with running radio, and you hear all the words and you don't want to sound like you're saying something that's meaningless by it being, you know, cliche. It can seem meaningless. That's been definitely something that I guess I'm conscious of. But yeah, again, that means a lot to hear you say that. I definitely try to, write songs that feel like they're just like as descriptive as I can be about it, about whatever the situation is. So if it's about my wife, I want to, you know, just describe almost the scene. You know, I remember the visual of in Woodbury. I remember the exact gazebo that we had. It's kind of a cheesy date, like having a telescope looking at stars.
Was it in a public park or in somebody's house?
It was like one of those like neighborhood gazebos.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Yeah. So it was one of those.
Interesting.
I guess I couldn't say which neighborhood, otherwise I could be giving too specific information.
That's
but
true,
in Woodbury.
Yeah.
So, and you remind me of your history with Woodbury.
Well, I lived there for a while, so that's it's just
okay.
And I grew up in, or didn't grow up, but my kids grew up in Cottage Grove. So
yeah, okay,
right,
that rings a bell.
Yeah.
That rings a bell.
Yeah. So it's fun to hear. Yeah, it's always
it's
fun
funny.
To hear a name of a town in
yeah.
a song. You know, people make millions on songs with names in them. But you know, you're also so positive. You have this look.
Oh.
You have this look. Backward or forward in like in the first song, you know, where there's some darkness in there, but it's kind of a positive darkness.
Yeah.
You know, it's like you still
yeah.
come out on the end with something positive. Can you pin that on anything in your life, or is it just
yeah.
the way you are? Which
you know,
it seems like it's probably just the way you are, but
I think maybe almost I think sometimes the natural okay, so my joke answer is that when I'm tired, I tend to be way more pessimistic about things. When I'm well rested, I feel just great. And like, yeah, this morning I got up and I just felt super energetic and felt great. So that's kind of almost the joke answer, a little bit true, but I think, I think that it's pretty easy to feel pretty just down about the state of a lot of things, I think. In regards to like life in general or in regards to a relationship specifically, I think you have to definitely take every thought captive. You have to, I'm by no means like a poster child for that, but I think it's for me been helpful to realize that, if I reframe in my mind what I'm seeing something as, it'll change how I perceive it, and it'll change how I act accordingly with it. If that made any sense. That was a little confusing, but
I think that's interesting, because reframing is obviously, that is, if you have that as a word in your vocabulary, that's something that really makes a difference in keeping a positive attitude.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's easy to become very cynical without reframing. So that's interesting.
Yeah. Oh, totally.
Tell me, I want to make sure we get the story behind this last song. I'm just trying to, I can't even read my
I'm just trying to pay rent.
Pay rent, you know. So here we are back to an idea of getting by and stuff. Tell me more about that.
So this song, I have to admit, it started off from a different place than what it ended up as. So it's the song is called "I'm Just Trying to Pay Rent," and initially, I was thinking, you know, this, people talk about greed as this thing that we nobody wants to be greedy, right? And it hit me like, well, first I thought, you know, I don't think I ever am even able to be greedy, because I'm just trying to make money to, you know, pay rent. I'm not trying to, you know, whatever the thing is that you would classify as that, like, monolithic accomplishment that you would try to, or maybe possession that you would describe as like, oh, that's like a very greedy thing to want.
Right.
For me, that, I think it was, wait a second, I got all mixed up. You know when your train of thought goes down the road?
Yes.
And then you get distracted by some cows on the side of the road, and then the train rolls over, and like, you're like, it ruins the cow's family's lives, and you're like, man, those poor cows, they didn't do anything wrong. That's kind of what just happened to me. So my brain just completely, I had a train of thought, and then the cows happened.
I feel sorry for the cows, but how about if we play the song then?
Oh yes, now I remember. There I feel like we I should. Go. I was like, what was I going with that? Because so I wrote this kind of about like, I think it's very easy for me to like think, oh, I'm not being greedy. But then again, I thought of it again, like, everyone is just trying, like, even somebody who makes, you know, $1 million every month or something crazy like that. Everybody, they all have some, like, some seemingly necessary function that they're trying to accomplish, right? Right? So they don't have, they're not thinking like, oh man, I don't know what that thought would even look like if you thought you were greedy.
Yeah.
You know, I can't imagine, I don't think anyone has that thought. I think it's all like, oh, I need to, you know, it's very natural steps. Like it started off as I want to make music full time. And then I want to make music, and be able to make enough that I can not just pay rent, but make it so that my wife can also drop down to part time, 'cause she's in grad school, and all these very real things, you know? And I wrote this song kind of about how, like, man, everyone has these real things that they're trying to like accomplish by chasing money.
That's good. Which is funny. I hope that people can come and see you live, because you're a lot of fun to talk to and see when you're singing, and that's really important. But I'm really excited about your album coming out. I know it's a big process, and it'll be a real sense of accomplishment when you get there. But make sure you send it our way, because we wanna play it.
So I'll have to do that.
That will be wonderful. This is Jonathan Edwards. He's under the name Wayward. When you see that anywhere, if you're out and about in the area, go and see him live in concert. Here's his song, "I'm Just Trying to Pay Rent," on Center Stage, Minnesota.
Thanks.
We might not be as rich as we wish we were. We might not have all the diamond rocks. Pull out my phone to check my bank account before we pay for extra guac. Now that I stop and I think about it, I realize it's a simple thing. All my friends just trying to make some money any way we can. Everybody's trying. Hold my hand and dance around in circles while we play pretend. I'm just trying to pay rent. Dum 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 dum. Dum 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 d seems like everyone has a dream, some kind of vision of what happiness means. Personally, lately, I'm just trying to survive, and Minnesota gets cold outside. Now that I stop and I think about it, I realize it's a simple thing. All my friends just try to make some money any way we can. Everybody's trying, hold my hand and dance around in circles while we play pretend. Yeah, I'm just trying to pay rent. Life gets expensive, I get sort of desperate, and I'm stuck thinking about the money I don't have. We try our very best and die to make impressions, but we're stuck thinking about the money we don't have. Life gets expensive, I get sort of desperate, and I'm stuck thinking about the money I don't have. We try our very best, we die to make impressions, but we stuck thinking about the money we don't have. The money we don't have, the money we don't have. Oh my, just trying to make some money any way we can. Everybody's trying, hold my hand and dance around in circles while we play pretend. Yeah, I'm just trying to pay rent.
Jonathan Edwards, Wayward. Thanks for him to for coming in to him for coming in to Center Stage Minnesota, and that was his song "Just Trying to Pay Rent." He has a new album that'll be coming out in a few months, I suppose, maybe up to a year. But it's recorded, so that's a good step, first step, and more is coming. We'll let you know when we get it because we'll certainly want to play it. And thanks to him for stopping in. Here's Harrison Street on Center Stage, Minnesota.
I didn't come here for the coffee, 'cause I don't care about that. I didn't come to have tea, grab my friends and have a chat. I'm telling you straight up that the blues are why I'm here. Turn it up, boys, I want.
so-so. You make me feel well, I don't know. It's not your face that I recall. What I love most of all, I don't remember now, but your lips are so blasé. Your way with words, well, how you say, am I in love or just a rut? So close and yet so what? Oh, I love your hair. That lavender rinse looks just great. Pardon me if I stare, but darling, did the carpet have to match the drapes? Say, would you like a mint? I'm hoping you might take the hint. I'm beginning to squint, and I fear that you're in for the kill. You know you almost take the cake. Close to heaven up here on cloud eight, 'cause you make me feel so, so. You know you almost take the cake. So close to heaven up here on cloud eight, 'cause you make me feel so.
Swimming like a fool, the shoreline. But I can't swim. Lord, I never even learned how. I wonder if it hurts to get shot. I bet that's gonna hurt, yeah. Climbing onto the rocks and hauling ass down the sidewalk. Don't ask me to go walking again, Ed. Drifting away from the shore.
That was off the Beaner Central 1 Week Live Volume 17, and you heard the band The Fishheads with their song Time to Run. Before that, we had Charlie Parr off a brand new album, that and a brand new song, too, called On Stealing a Sailboat. I like that. What'd you think about that one? As always, if you think about our music and you have something to say, give us comments at KEXE.org. Michael Johnson with So-So and Harrison Street Band started things off there. Let's hear Chastity Brown. Here she is with her song, Mad Love, on Center Stage, Minnesota.
Too afraid to open up my mouth, set the score and let it out, afraid of all the judgment. If all that I was wishing for, I said it loud, like I'm standing in the moment, 'cause we got all the main love that they want.
Cast it out. I'm impressed with my attorney, Bernie. I'm impressed with his influential friend. He's got very big connections, so I follow his directions. Bernie's been around a while, and so I always do what Bernie recommends. And I am blessed with my attorney, Bernie. I'm impressed with the way he runs the store. He's got Dodgers season boxes and an office full of foxes. It's amazing all the different things your average guy might need a lawyer for. Bernie tells me what to do. Bernie lays it on the line. Bernie says we sue, we sue. Bernie says we sign, we sign. A clutch, he can rush right to the scene. If I'm locked up in a jail with just one phone call for my bail, he said to call his club collect or deal directly with his answering machine. And when I dine with my attorney, Bernie, he buys wine from the rare imported rack. That's 'cause Bernie is a purist, not your polyester tourist. Bernie waves his glass around a while, then takes a sip and always sends it back. Bernie tells me what to do. Bernie lays it on the line. Bernie says we sue, we sue. Bernie says we sign, we sign. I admire any guy who knows his stuff. Yeah, we blew a couple ventures, like the counterfeit debentures. But you win a few, you lose a few, like Bernie says, you keep on hanging tough. And thanks to you, my attorney Bernie, oh, thanks to you, I'm considered well-to-do. Yeah, we made out like a bandit, just exactly like you planned it, but like Marie, my accountant told me yesterday, I owe it all to you. Bernie tells me what to do. Bernie lays it on the line. Bernie says we sue, we sue. Bernie says we sign, we sign. On the dotted line.
Pat Donahue with Life Stories. That's Dave Frischberg's song, My Attorney Bernie. Taba before that with a couple old guys on the music CD cover at Cooker, and then Chastity Brown started things off. Virgil Caine next, Sleeping Late, Eating Steak, Center Stage, Minnesota.
We're the kind of love that's hard to describe. Sure had yourself one ticket to ride. Well, I was staring into space, you put a spell on me. I don't know what I said after you counted to three. I remember the magic shows when I was a kid, laughing at the stuff they got from the audience did. Well, it barked like a dog, carry on and cry. There's no way that guy could ever tell a lie. Don't bother looking, 'cause I'm long gone. I won't be back
night so long, so long.
You got me hypnotized.
Working not for nothing.
From the 45th anniversary deluxe reissues featuring studio rarities and live tracks, that is the Unleashed studio demo of Mississippi Woman by Podipto. Hope you liked that one. And before that, we had Holy Hive off their Harping EP, which is a new EP for them, and their song called Not For Nothing featuring Mary Lattimore and Sasami. And we started things off with Virgil Caine and Hypnotized on Center Stage Minnesota. Here's Steve Hirsch and Black Ice and their song from 2005, Summertime, on Center Stage Minnesota.
Living is easy. Fish are jumping and the cotton is high. Oh, your daddy's rich and your mama's good looking. So hush, pretty baby, don't you cry. One of these mornings you're gonna rise up and sing it. Then you'll spread your wings and take to the sky. Oh, to that morning, there's nothing can harm you. With daddy and mammy standing by. Mm-hmm.
We live in a political world. Love don't have any place. We live in times where men commit crimes and crime don't have a face. We live in a political world. Icicles hanging down. Wedding bells ringing, angels singing, clouds cover up the ground. We live in a political world. Wisdom is thrown into jail. It rots in a cell misguided as hell. Leaving no one to pick up a trail. We live in a political world where mercy walks the plank. Life is in mirrors, death disappears up the steps into the nearest bay. Show that it's real. We live in a political world. The cities of a lonesome fear. Little by little, you turn to the middle, but you're never sure why you're here. We live in a political world. Under the microscope.
Neathen on Center Stage Minnesota off their Neathen EP, the second one. And the name of that song was John and Slick. We're waiting for the full album from Neathen. That was really pretty great. Before that, we had music from Bob Dylan. Political World was the name of that track. And Steve Hirsch and Black Ice started things off. All right, well, we've got a brand new CD, or a brand new song, that is, from Corey Medina and Brothers. And be really interested to hear what you think of this song, because it's brand new and sounds a little bit different, maybe, for Corey Medina and Brothers. Always great, though. Here it is, Corey Medina and Brothers, Too Green to Burn. It's brand new music on Center Stage Minnesota.
Let's do this.
You be mean to me, gee honey, it seems to me you love to see me crying. I stay home each night when you say your phone, and then you don't, and I'm all alone. I'm just singing the blues and crying. You treat me coldly each day in the year. You always scold me whenever somebody's near, dear. It must be great fun to be mean to me. You shouldn't, for can't you see what you mean to me? Fun to be mean to me. You shouldn't, but can't you see what you mean?